Blog Talk Radio.
Take over.
Have you heard about author Lucretia Angel? She is a dynamic
Takeover Tuesday. Takeover Tuesday. Hey. Takeover Tuesday. Takeover Tuesday, y'all. It's about that time. Takeover Tuesday with author Lucretia Angel. Hot topic. Great conversation. Join the party and let's get it poppin'. Takeover Tuesday, y'all. Okay. With author Lucretia Angel. Let's go. All right, all right. Thank you so much for joining me for once again Takeover Tuesday with author Lucretia Angel. Those of you that have been following me for the past several weeks know that we do a simulcast on Facebook Live. So I appreciate all of those that are joining me via Blog Talk Radio, whether you did it through the call-in of 323-870-3769, or if you're joining me by way of internet at blogtalkradio.com/Apostle Floyd. We are so, so glad to have you. And also my Facebook friends and family. I've got some new viewers tonight, and I am just so grateful. I'm grateful to God for what he is doing. I'm so grateful for what this show is becoming. It has touched many, and I've been getting that feedback. So those that are joining me on Facebook, if you would do me a favor, share the show. Go ahead and hit that share button so that we can expand our audience and let people know that we are here. It is Takeover Tuesday with author Lucretia Angel. So we got a pretty interesting show tonight. I am so, so excited about tonight's show. Definitely cannot move any further without acknowledging and being so grateful for our sponsor, the one, the only, Apostle Johnny Floyd. He has just been amazing. He's been a great blessing to me. He's been a great blessing to my brand. He has stretched me further than I thought I could be stretched. And just when I think he has stretched me to a point that the rubber band is going to break, guess what? He stretches me some more. So I thank God for the people that he is placing in my life. I thank God for the people that join me every week, whether you are just joining today. If you are, I hope you'll be back next week. If you've been following me from the beginning, oh my God, you are so, so amazing. And I am so grateful for that. Today's show is going to be pretty amazing, if I do say so myself. The reason I say that is because I am coming back fresh off a literary adventure, if you have it. I had the opportunity this past weekend, Thursday through Sunday, to attend the Christian Book Lovers Retreat. So now, don't let it fool you. Don't let the name fool you, Christian Book Lovers Retreat. It wasn't just only about buying books or even just buying Christian books. It definitely was a retreat. It was an awesome experience. I thank God for the vision that Vanessa Miller Pierce has and her awesome, awesome team. Y'all, listen, I have literally tried for the past 3 years to get to this event. This was the fourth year, and I tried so hard to get here. Each year, I faced opposition. Every time I got ready to go to the event, something came up, and it was always last minute. So this year I was speaking to my friend and mentor, Jacqueline Thomas, and I told her, I said, this year I'm not even trying anymore. I you know what, I kind of give up on it. I said, it must not be meant for me to go, because every time I've tried to go in the past, something has came up. So because of that, hi, Valerie. Thank you for joining on Facebook and all of those that are joining me on Facebook. But every time I got ready to go, I was like, you know what, Jackie? I give up. It's not meant for me to go. I'm not trying anymore. And she said to me, she said, you know what, Lucretia? That is when the door is going to be open and God is going to open up the door for you to go. And I'll be honest. I am so human, y'all. I was like, yeah, right. But whatever. But I allowed myself to be open, and I said, God, if it's meant for me to go, then I'll go. But I realized something. So this year, guess what, y'all? I went. Yay. And the retreat was nothing short of amazing. So there were times, y'all, we had so much fun. And I promise I'm not going to make the entire show about the Christian Book Lovers Retreat, although I could, because it was nothing short of amazing. Y'all know that's my favorite word. But I learned something very important at the retreat. And I realized within myself that sometimes God has to, We want to do things. We want to jump right in, and we want to be a part of things. But sometimes God has to shake some leaves off your tree, if I may say it that way. He has to position you sometimes in order for you to be able to fully grasp what it is that he is doing and that he wants you to get. After being at the retreat, I realized that there is so much I would have missed had I gone in times past. And the reason I say that is because there were so many things that I was burdened with. People in my life that seemingly held me back in so many ways. I would not have had the same experience that I had this time. And, I mean, God was so deep up in this retreat and this weekend, y'all, that, I mean, some things I can't even put into words. I would see on Facebook and things like that where people would make the statement, this weekend owes me nothing. And I was like, what do they mean by that, coming from somebody that is home pretty much every weekend other than work? I was like, what do they mean? But I found out after attending the Christian Book Lovers Retreat, this weekend owed me nothing. I extracted every ounce of fun, of ministry, of rejuvenation. Well, I didn't get as much rejuvenation as I should have. I'll say that. That's why I'm tired now. But it's because there was so much going on at the retreat. There was so many events. There was literally something for everybody. And the men that are watching, that are in my audience, don't discount it, saying, oh, that's just a woman's thing. Nope, they had the man cave. And although I didn't particularly have anyone participating in the man cave, some of my closest friends did. And also there were male authors that were there as well that had the opportunity to participate in the man cave. And from what I hear, it was nothing short of amazing. So yes, yes, yes. I am not being paid for this plug. But, you know, when you find something that can be a blessing to other people, we are supposed to share it. So that's why I'm sharing my experience with the retreat, which I know when I say this, I'm probably going to say it wrong, but I'm going to try. This retreat was a caveat to what's going on with me today and what's going on with Takeover Tuesday. Hey, with author LaCrecia and Jill. I learned something about myself in being at the retreat. There was so much, so many opportunities to examine oneself. I was surrounded by successful authors. Some I have literally known for 12, 13 years at least, minimum. These are authors that I have admired, authors that I have followed, authors that I have communicated with. And for the first time in all of that time, we had the opportunity to see each other face to face. So, I mean, this was definitely a platform, much like a family reunion. One of the ladies that Eve Alexander, she attended, and she was my roommate. It was so funny. Her, along with Miss Brenda, they were my roommates. And Eve said to me, she's like, do you know everybody? Because every time I would see one person and I would celebrate seeing that one person, I would turn around and I'd see someone else. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's you. Oh, my God, it's you. Oh, my God, it's you. So, y'all, yes, I am rejuvenated. It was definitely a retreat for me. it was nothing short of amazing. But I've learned that in order for this show to be effective and in order for it to be what all God wants it to be and go where God truly wants it to go, then I have to step out of myself. For some, that may make no sense at all. What I mean by that is a lot of times, which those that have followed the show, you know that I have been very transparent in so many areas. People have learned things about me that they probably never imagined. The term, I don't look like what I've been through, yeah, that definitely applies to me. But the amazing thing is I'm still here. And with me still being here, I know that I am here for a purpose. God has a purpose for my life. Not only does God have a purpose for my life, He has a purpose for your life. So if you are listening in via radio, or if you are watching live on the simulcast via Facebook, this day, this moment, it's not for nothing. It's for a reason. So I hope you will continue to stick with me throughout the show. Again, those that are joining me on Facebook today, I ask that you share the show so that others can be a part and to get in on Takeover Tuesday. Because, y'all, it's a different kind of Tuesday. I want to say one of the, and I could be wrong, but for me, one of the best ways of knowing that you're doing what you're supposed to do and what God really has for you to do is by facing opposition. When you find yourself believing that you're doing the thing that God has you to do and you face great opposition, instead of being discouraged, I encourage you to let that boost you even more. Let that encourage you. Let that just put you all the way in there, because I have found this is week four, episode four of Takeover Tuesday, and I've noticed every week when it comes Tuesday, I'm like, oh, I want to do it. Oh, my God. Should I do the show? Looking for ways of getting out of it, and then I'm going, but I can't back down on what God's called me to do. I can't disappoint the audience. I have to do this. So, like, even today, I have the worst headache. But I'm persevering because I realize that it's not about me. It is so much more than just me. Takeover Tuesday, I thank God again for Apostle Floyd. When we talked about this, this was a dream of mine for years. But just like many of my books, many of my projects, many of the things that I've been involved in, I put it on the back burner. But when God gets ready to bring you into something, I mean, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. So I want to encourage all of those that are listening that may have dreams, visions, you wonder what your purpose is. It's going to happen. We've been talking about my novel, Sophomore Mom. And those that are on Facebook, you can see the cover of the book. If you have not read Sophomore Mom, I encourage you to please purchase a copy. It's available in paperback and ebook. It will soon be available on audio, read by the author. So I'm working on that, y'all. But you can order it by going to bit.ly/books/LA. So if you have not purchased it, I ask that you please do so. And I was able to really promote Sophomore Mom at the retreat this past weekend. The awesome thing is when I was at the CBLR, there were people that came to me and they specifically wanted Sophomore Mom because they had been listening in to the show and they wanted to get the book. So even though I'm not at a retreat right now, you can definitely get your copy of Sophomore Mom now, please. And so I thought I was done with Sophomore Mom, to be honest. I was like, okay, this is a show that's all things literary, and okay, we've talked about Sophomore Mom enough. But this weekend, I learned something so profound. I realized that Takeover Tuesday is not about me. It's not about what I want to do and what how I think things should go. I was talking to some of the attendees at the retreat, and I literally made the statement to them, you know, it's not hard sitting in the seat that I sit in or being the one out front talking about child sexual abuse, teenage pregnancy, things of that nature. It's not easy being the voice and the face to say, hey, it happened to me. I know we have the Me Too movement and all of that good stuff. You have a lot of girls with swollen bellies. And so, again, I'll say, like I said in previous episodes, my story is not unique. However, if I can be the face and the voice that can help someone else on their journey and what they're going through, then God used me. And the funny thing is, I made that statement so many times, but I realized I wasn't practicing it quite as much because what I mean by that is I was still trying to relegate how everything was supposed to go. I was trying to dictate. I was trying to stick to my schedule, stick to my plan. So this past weekend, there was a shift. And with that shift, I realized it's time for me to stop doing things the way I want to do it. And I need to do things the way God wants me to do it. Because God gave me this opportunity to come before y'all. I know not all of my listeners are Christians, and that's fine, because I hope I can say something, no matter what your religious background, your social background, your ethnic background, no matter what, I hope there is something that you can gain from this show, no matter who you are or where you are in life. So I realize there is a very popular expression, hurting people hurt people. You know, you hear that all the time. Misery loves company. Hurting people hurt people. And so I said, that's true. You know, some people wonder if, well, she's sharing this story because she's hurting. No. I'm going to give you a different expression today. And that expression is whole people, help people. Because now that I have been healed from what I went through in my past concerning abuse, teenage pregnancy, all of that, then I am in a position that I can hopefully help someone. It's hard. It's a hard, hard process to go through. It's a hard situation to be in. So that's what this show will now be about. If I can't help somebody, yes, I want to sell books. At the end of the day, I'm author LaCrecia Angel. I want to sell books. But even with the stories that I write, I want to be able to help people. So we've got a lot of show ahead of us. We're expanding a little bit, y'all. So this show will actually have two commercial breaks. So if you will bear with me, let's play our commercials, and then we'll be right back. How about that?
Have you heard about author LaCrecia Angel? She is a dynamic author blazing trails in the literary industry. If you haven't feasted your eyes on one of her novels yet, you are missing out. Her books, Girl Nah, Positive Deception, It Ain't Over, and Journey to Love are sure to please. Why wait? Visit her website today at www.lacreciaangel.com. Her books can be purchased in stores and online. Check her out. You won't be disappointed.
Are you an author or business owner looking to expand your brand or services? Advertise with us. For more information, email us today at info.takeovertuesday@gmail.com. Again, that's info.takeovertuesday@gmail.com.
Have you heard about author LaCrecia Angel?
All right. So we are back from our first commercial break. Thank you, everyone that is joining us. Y'all, I'm telling you, headache and all, I am so rejuvenated from the Christian Book Lovers Retreat this past weekend. Again, it was amazing. If you have not had the opportunity to attend, and no, I am not being paid to plug this, but it is literally me sharing a blessing that I received. So if you have not had the opportunity to attend the Christian Book Lovers Retreat in the past, I implore you to please try to make your way to Charlotte, North Carolina next year and be a part of this amazing event. So before we went to our commercial break, I was talking about the shift and how the show is shifting and what we're doing as far as doing what it is we're supposed to do, and that is to help others, to draw others, and more than anything, to let people know that they are not alone. So based on my book, Sophomore Mom, again, those that are watching via Facebook Live, you have the opportunity to see the cover. You can order a copy at bit.ly/books/LA. It's available in both ebook and print. But I was speaking to someone on this week concerning Sophomore Mom, and we were talking about one of the particular things in the book. So the rest of this show, I'm going to talk about the stage is set. Okay? Now, if you have any questions or comments, or you have show ideas, things you want to talk to me about, you can definitely reach out to me, and you can hit me up via email at info.takeovertuesday@gmail.com. So I look forward to getting your feedback, your emails, and just hearing from you. Let me know if the show has been a blessing to you. Those that are watching again via Facebook Live, please share the show so that we can bring some others on. But here we go. The stage is set. So you've planned, you've prepared, you've done all that you know to do. You've done the research. You've studied your lines. You've practiced and went over the routine over and over and over again till you feel confident. I got this. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm supposed to do. This is going to be amazing. You move forward. You step on stage. Your audience is before you. The lights come on, and there you stand. But something happens. You wait for the applause. You get excited. You're like, it's my time now. The spotlight is on me. I'm ready to shine. But then you realize, oh, my God, the audience is not applauding. They're not celebrating me, but instead, your stage. You see a bullseye on your chest, and you realize you're standing before a firing squad. What happened to those that would celebrate you? What happened to those that would applaud you? Why are the guns blazing? You got guns. You got bow and arrows. You got somebody with a knife that's getting ready to throw it. They got daggers at you. And you wonder why. What's wrong with me? What happened? Why do I have to go through this? One after the other, they hurl insults. They think it's funny. One says, look at them. They look horrible. They're greeted with laughter from the rest of the audience. Look at them. They're not good enough. Again, they're greeted with laughter from the audience. Look at them. They'll never be nothing. Again, they're greeted with laughter from the audience. And with each aim that's taken at you, it lands. With each dart that's thrown, it hits the mark. And with each insult that's hurled, it hits its intended target. So instead of applause, instead of being celebrated, you find yourself being ridiculed. You find yourself piece by piece being torn down. But you're prepared, right? You were prepared for a different outcome. But you're still standing on the stage. You're still before the audience. You can't crack under pressure as much as you want to. You can't explode as bad as you want to. You can't return the insult and the ridicule that they're hitting you with, because then you're viewed as soft, not a team player, somebody that can't take it. So instead, you take each insult that has hit its target and you add it to the box of your heart. You add it to that place that no one can see. You add it to the recesses of your mind. You include it in your nerve endings. You receive it into every fiber of your being. And although you want to dispute their claims, slowly, piece by piece, inside, it's breaking you down. You can't tell them it's breaking you down, because then they'll see you as soft. Then that'll give them even more ammunition. Oh, you better not let a tear fall. Because if a tear falls, oh, my God, that's just giving them applause. That's letting them know, yeah, we got him. We got her. We got him. I hit the mark. I achieved the goal. I tore her down. I tore him down. I realized so often I found myself in that place. I was on the stage. I was prepared with my speech. I was prepared to say to everybody, look, I'm wonderful. Look, I'm marvelous. I've achieved. I've succeeded. But yet, more insults were hurled. Yet, more pieces were taken. Yet, more daggers were thrown. And at the same time, as I found myself shrinking, a part of me was screaming out saying, hey, I do exist. I do matter. I am important. I'm a good person. And I was singing the song, I'm a good person. Get to know me. Get to know me. But all of that, all of those daggers, even though I still smiled before the audience, I went forth and I gave the performance, what I felt like was a performance of a lifetime. I did the research. So I delivered my intention to deliver the report, to deliver and say, look, y'all, I matter. I'm important. I did something big. I did something major. And yet, one person slowly clapped. So then, in the silence, where I sought the celebration of others, where I sought the applause of others, I found myself trapped in this prison of my thoughts, of their thoughts, of their insults, of their ridicule. And I wonder, does anybody see what's happening? Does anybody care? Will anybody rescue me? As I began to get older, the darts continued to come. The box continued to grow from the content. And I realized with every step that I was taking, the pieces that were left behind had magnified. What started off as a crumb of a piece was quickly turning into a whole cake. And I'm like, here I am. As I look behind me, I'm faced with all these broken pieces. Because with each step, the crumbs became bites, which became chunks, which became, gosh, immeasurable. So this past weekend, I found myself at the retreat. When I was alone in the room, the roommates were out doing their things, attending different workshops and things like that. And I had just left downstairs, and I was smiling, and I was laughing, and I was like, yeah. People were like, girl, you crazy. I was like, I know, right? You know, because those that know me know, I do enjoy life. But when I went back upstairs, I faced so many realities. I looked at, when you get home, you're going to be dealing with this. And then I looked at those same friends that I was so glad to see after all those years. Some we started together at the same time. And, of course, I was hit with the, you see how many books they done wrote by now? You should be further along than you are. Just imagine where you would be if you had persevered. Just imagine what it would be if you hadn't gave up that time. But then I found myself on the road home. And when I was driving down I-85, there were times that I couldn't even see the road because the tears were so great. Each stop I made, I was taking handfuls of Kleenex, tossing them in the trash. Not because I'm a broken person, but because I realized I wasn't as broken as I thought I was. Some people probably think that don't make no sense. Saying it don't make no sense. But let me tell you what I mean by that. our keynote speaker at the retreat was a woman by the name of Dr. Sherry Lewis. Dr. Sherry is a woman that is a medical doctor. She wrote this book called The God Zone. Those that are on Facebook can see the image for the picture of the book. I encourage you to get it. But her tagline is Live the Life You Were Born to Live, How to Take a Leap of Faith into Your Purpose and Destiny. When we were at the banquet and everyone was dressed all up, they were looking, the women were beautiful, the men were handsome, the food was good. Yes, y'all, that chicken was on point. But when Dr. Sherry began to share her story of how, with all that she had accomplished and all that she had achieved, she was so unfulfilled because she knew God had something much greater for her. And when she finally said yes to God, and she stepped out on faith and did the thing that God had called her to do, Dr. Sherry gave up her cushy lifestyle, her cushy doctor home, her cushy doctor vehicle, and she surrendered it all to go to Africa, to Cameroon, actually, and become a missionary and to start a school of the supernatural, teaching people about God. And I've been reading the book, and it wasn't an easy task to achieve, to give up everything you know, everything you're familiar with, and everything that makes sense, to step out on faith and go to a place that, y'all, I thought I was doing something moving to Georgia with no family. She moved all the way to a whole nother country that, if I'm correct, I believe she said it took her 30 hours to get from Atlanta to Cameroon. And then when she got there, all she wanted to do was shower. But instead of a shower with marble floors or even tile floors, she was met with a bucket of warm water, and that's how you bathe. You bathe yourself and pour the water over you. She gave up a doctor lifestyle to take a bucket bath because she got into the God zone, meaning she stepped out on faith doing the thing that God had called her to do. And so with me, as I was driving home in tears pouring down, I talked to God and I said, God, what is it that you want me to do? What is it that you are saying to me? Nothing is making sense. I know it's something that you're pulling me into. I know what has transpired over these last few weeks, but there is something more, and I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. And literally, my voice became elevated to the point that by the time I got home, which I was so exhausted from the drive and from not getting much sleep at the retreat, but I didn't have much voice left because I screamed out to God, what is it that you want me to do? And so with that, through much prayer, God allowed me to have a conversation. And I realized that this position that I'm in is not just about me, but so many times we go through things and we feel like we are all by ourselves. We're the only one going through this stuff. No one has dealt with what I've dealt with. It could have been easy for me to say, oh, well, it was easy for this one to step out on faith when they got a surplus in their bank account. Oh, that one, they took a hit, but They had a backup. Oh, that one? Oh, no. They got a whole husband. They got a whole support system. They ain't got nothing to worry about. So, yeah, it's easy for them to make that stand. But with making that statement, I had to realize that for me to step out on faith, as I say, knowing I got a backup plan, I'm really not stepping out on faith. I'm stepping out on me. I'm stepping out, and don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about anybody else's story. I'm talking about mine. But I was in a situation once before where I was like, yeah, I'm going to write full time, and I'm going to do all of that because I had a whole husband at the time, and he had a whole job. So it was so much easier for me to step out on faith when I felt, even if I'm not doing my part per se, everything's still going to be handled. But how do you step out on faith when there is no backup plan? When you are literally in that position that can't nobody do it but God. So going back to the beginning of the show, when I said I gladly celebrated and gladly told people, if I need to be the face and I need to be the voice to show people that you can be healed, that you can overcome, that you can forgive despite the things that people have done to you, then guess what? I've got to step out of myself, and I have to get out of my own way, and I've got to be willing that no matter what hit I perceive that I'll be taking, I have to realize that even those that may throw darts and say, she done lost her mind. What is she talking about? It's just a waste of time. She done made the worst decisions of her life. I have to look past those that speak, and I have to look into the heart and the one that is sitting in the corner, and they're not throwing the darts, but they are trying to hear above the noise. They are trying to know that I can make it too. I'm not in this alone. I'm not a horrible person. Y'all, come on now. Let's be real. Those that will be honest, and you ain't got to be, I will be. There have been some things that I have gone through that made me feel like I was the worst person ever. Worst person. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I let myself slip into that. And then sometimes I was a repeat offender. I'm like, really? I did that again? I fell into that trap again? What's wrong with me? But there's somebody listening or that will listen, whether you're catching me live right now or you'll listen to the replay. I want you to know it doesn't matter how many times you've made those mistakes. It doesn't matter how little you've been led to believe about yourself, or how you've been made to feel like you're less than. Baby, no, you're not. You're not less than. You are greater than your greatest imagination, because what God has put in you and the power that you possess is far greater than any ridicule that you'll take. So on this show, I'm going to be talking to those that some have overcome some of the harshest things, and then there are some that are still dealing with it. And I want to let you know that a whole person can help you heal. You don't have to settle for that. Before I go any further, I'm gonna play our last commercials because this is important. This is important. I want y'all to get this and know that you are never, ever, ever alone. So give me just 1 second, and we're gonna do our last of the commercials. Thank you.
Are you enjoying the show and want to experience more of today's story? You can do so by purchasing your copy today at bit.ly/LaCrecia. Again, that's bit.ly/LaCrecia. This book is available in both paperback and ebook. Happy reading. Authors, have you completed your manuscript but have no clue how to move forward? Let us help. His Pen Publishing has a knowledgeable staff and all the tools you need to get you published. With affordable pricing to fit your budget, we'll take you from manuscript to market in no time. Visit us online at www.hispenpublishing.com. Join Apostle Johnny Floyd weekly on Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern for an in-depth study of the book Spiritual Authority by Watchman Nee. Dial in to the show at 323-870-3769, or you can tune in online by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Apostle Floyd.
All right, and we are back. We are back for the last leg of today's show. Again, there is somebody. We've all been touched in some way by some form of abuse, by poor decisions, the aftermath of some things that we've gotten into voluntarily and some things involuntarily. With this show and with me, those that have been listening, you heard me talking about my drive home on Sunday from the retreat and me screaming out to God saying, what is it you want me to do? And I remember putting a post on Facebook, and the post said, sometimes God talks to you, and sometimes it feels like he's screaming at you. Because out of everything I was asking, I realized the answer never changed. And so y'all, I watch a lot of different TV and things that I've seen just, you know, throughout life. I'm 43 years old. But I know in small town Tennessee, I don't know if they do this anywhere else, and I've seen it on TV, that when somebody is convicted of a crime, depending on what the crime is, sometimes the police will take that person into immediate custody, even if they've had a trial and convicted. Sometimes they go to jail immediately. And then sometimes there are situations where they have what's called volunteer surrender, where the judge and the jailer and the jury feel like that this person can be trusted enough to turn themselves in at the appointed time. So I am so grateful that I have been had the opportunity to turn myself in. And what I mean by that is for me to be able to voluntarily surrender and say, okay, I'm going to allow this show to be what it needs to be. And that is an avenue where people can reach out, where they can be healed, where they can cry out. Because those that have read Sophomore Mom, and even if you haven't, I encourage you to please do so. Because there is a time that, like I talked about, the box, you know, filling up with the insults, everything. She's a silent sufferer. She's going through all of these things. And the box fills up to the point that it burst. It burst. So I want to help people, help men, women. I know that the bulk of my ministry and everything is to women and my target audience, but I don't want it to be, it's not limited to women. Anybody that can be blessed by this, please share, Please share. Whether you're on the phone, tell your friends about the show. If you're listening by radio, if you're listening by Facebook, please share the show, because there are so many people that are hurting. There are so many people that feel like their situation is a death sentence, and it's not. I don't care if you are a survivor of abuse, be it physical abuse, be it mental and emotional abuse, sexual abuse, teen pregnancy, rape, pregnancy from rape, all of those things. Domestic violence, I may have said that already. If you are faced with any of these things and you feel like I'm in this by myself or I don't know how I can get past this, guess what? You can make it. If you are still on this side of the dirt, whether you choose cremation or regular burial, that doesn't matter. The point is, if you are still drawing breath, that is still an opportunity for you to be healed, for you to know that you are important. You have a purpose. I want this show to help people to know that you have a purpose. And last week we talked about forgiving, and we talked about who is really hurt by unforgiveness, you or the person you failed to forgive. Guess what? Forgiving someone doesn't mean that you accept their behavior. It doesn't mean that you agree with what was done to you. Forgiving them is the catalyst to your healing, because we really don't realize how much we hurt and how much forgiveness can just eat us away. Imagine the life you can live when you truly are healed and you truly become whole. But the only way of becoming whole is you have to, just like me, step out of the shadows and stop being a silent sufferer and know that you're not in this by yourself. Right now, I am on a radio show that reaches countless people. The show is available in archive. So even if you miss it live, you can go back and hear it on Facebook Live. There are millions of people on Facebook. You never know where this particular video will end up. But out of all the people that may hear the show, out of all the people that may see the video that are watching the simulcast, there's somebody that shares your struggle. Like I always said, my story is not unique. But the crazy thing is, as I was having a conversation with a friend, and we were talking about something that I've kind of got going on, that walking into my purpose and truly stepping into that purpose, then as we began to name different topics, I was like, wow, that applies to me. And then we bring up another topic. I'm like, wow, that applies to me too. And before I knew it, there were too many to count. And I was reminded within myself of the time when I was going through different situations. Don't think I don't still go through stuff. I'm not saying that. But I was reminded of how many times I've made statements to others saying, this isn't for nothing, what you're going through. There's going to be somebody behind you that's going to be going through the same thing, that feels like they can't make it, and you'll be able to say, you can make it, you can overcome, because I did. And so I've made that statement, but with each different situation that you go through and each thing that you are faced with, even though you know that you're still living, you're still breathing, you're still making it, that doesn't make it any easier. So to know that, I hope to encourage even the strongest person. And I hope that you, my listening audience, my viewing audience on Facebook, that not only will you allow me to pour into you and let you know that there is so much more for you, and that your greater is beyond your whole imagination. But I hope you will also pour into me with your comments, your emails. Again, you can email me at info.takeovertuesday@gmail.com, because we're all in this together. We are about helping and healing. There is a young girl somewhere that wants to take her life because she feels like the mistakes that she made are too much to bear. When I realized that I was pregnant at the age of 15 years old, no, correction, I was pregnant at the age of 14 years old. I gave birth at the age of 15 years old. And when I realized that that was my reality, I felt like I was the worst person in the world. I had tried so hard to please my mother and to be the good daughter, to be that good person. And I looked at people that I knew that had faced teen pregnancy, both at school, amongst people, my inner circle. And I looked at them go through it, and I was like, that's not going to be me. I'm going to make smarter decisions. I'm going to do better. And then it became my reality. So not only was I just like my book, Girl, No, what happens when the window that you're looking out of becomes the mirror and you find the very thing that you're looking out at somebody else going through? You realize that now you're that person. You're the one on the other side of the window. You are the one that others are looking at going, look at them. So it was hard. It was hard. It was horrible. It was horrible knowing that my entire reality has shifted. I would no longer get to, in my mind, go to college and become an attorney. I would no longer get to go away to school and join a sorority, something that I had dreamed of doing for as long as I knew about it. That was no longer my reality. I was no longer going to be able to participate in things a normal teenager could participate in. I remember being involved in a classroom setting, and all of my classmates, they were laughing. Woo, y'all. It's not easy, even now, but they were laughing. They were joking. They were cutting up. They were having fun, but I couldn't participate in the laughter. I couldn't participate in the fun. I couldn't participate in the plans that they were making for after school and with the different fairs and the different events that we were having. I couldn't participate in that because my reality had shifted. So because my reality had shifted and I had a new reality, I spent so many years of my life depressed because I felt like I had missed out on something. So because of that, it's important for me to let young people and old people, older people alike, know there is an after. There is an after. So it doesn't matter what the before looked like, even if the before happened today. There is an after, and the after is going to be far greater than anything you can imagine. Allow yourself to experience the after. Allow yourself to forgive yourself and know that there is so much more life to live. So we are here. We're at the last minute of the show. I am so grateful to everybody that has joined me via Facebook Live, those that have joined me on the radio, on Block Talk Radio, those that want to join by radio in the future, you can call in to 323-870-3769, or you can go to Block Talk Radio /apostle story. Yeah. And I look forward to seeing you on the next Takeover Tuesday. Bye for now. Blessings.